Creativity is an addiction. You were born with it. We all have it. We all use other people's creativity in order to make happiness in our life. How is it that we don't feel guilty about using other people's creativity, but if somebody comes knocking on your door, whoa, 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 what are you doing? It's mine. Learn to share your art. It doesn't really belong to you. Unplug, because we will always say yes to creativity. Totally uncut, because we all make mistakes. So turn it into a tool. This is Arrow Unplugged. The problem with being a stream thinker or a stream writer is that not everybody's on the same page. You'll say things and people go, what? Well, where did that come from? Well, it was in my moment of now. Well, I'm not in my moment of now. I'm thinking about what we did yesterday, 2 years ago, maybe even 15 years ahead. That's why this Artemis 1, which is that spacecraft that's supposed to go up to the moon, it's unmanned. It's one of those things, it's a visionary's experience. Because even though it's in our present place of now, or it is in mine because it's going to blast off today, we hope, but they had some rocket problems. But this Artemis 1 is the project of visionaries. And yet with creative minds like ours, we're given the opportunity to have some stream thinking moments to just be in that place of boom, there it goes to the moon. Hey, it's Arrow. This is stream thinking. Now, what is stream thinking? It's putting the power of trust in your now, learning to trust freeform writing and freeform thinking. It's something that I practice every day. One page, just 10 minutes, absolutely no editing. You can't invite the perfectionist to the party, okay? Because it gives you plenty of time to talk about it in the end. This is Stream Thinking. And today we're reading from July 12th, 2012, McDowell Park. If sleeping and dreaming are what purifies and cleanses the mind, what do we do as modern-day people to replenish what's been set free? Daily writing is no different. The discipline is to be in complete control of what's being received, to know in the moment that there's always going to be an after effect. Too much of a good thing doesn't always lead to a moment of relaxation. It's too easy to get hung over on endlessly being connected to happiness. We must utilize the strength of our own emotions, even sadness. How about compassion coming from areas of question? Empathy doesn't sail with the greatest of times. It's learning how to be in all with all of your moods. I want to say that one more time because I want to plant that seed. Learning to be in all with all your moods. In other words, you can be happy and sad at the same time. You can be compassionate and, whoa, standoffish at the same time. Learning to be in all with all of your moods. A very tough place to be. And what I love about being a stream thinker is that you put it out there. Nothing stands in the way. There are no guards saying you can't enter this place of creative energy. You are there. You put that on the page. No matter what your mood is, you got it out. And once you look at it, then the other cast of characters that you're carrying with you are going, well now, well, we can learn from this, or, oh, I can't believe you put this on a page. See, like I said, we're all hung over on this thing called happiness. We all want to be happy. We all want to laugh. We all want to have a good time. I get it, because it feels good. But does it really? Honestly. I am with groups of people every day, and you can see people are smiling. But if you look into their eyes, it's that other group that's carrying their energy. All of a sudden, something in their eyes says, this is an act. This is an act. I call it a candy-coated plastic bathroom mirror smile. Very easy to create and deliver. And even though people say, man, I love your energy, the other personalities that you have are saying, you don't know the story. And you know, sometimes, many times, practically all the time, you don't have to share the story. Just be in the moment of now and allow stream thinking to be what's in control. Live out your now. You were given the gift. Why don't you lay claim to it? I'm Arrow, and that's Stream Thinking.